When that stealth helicopter crashed during the U.S. raid that killed Osama bin Laden back in May, there was a suspicion that Pakistan, angry that officials there weren't informed about the raid in advance, would show remnants of the high-tech copter to the Chinese. Well, now there are reports that they've done just that. Pakistan is denying the reports, but the story comes at a low point in U.S. relations with Pakistan. So what would the Chinese have learned? Mark Mazzetti is national security correspondent for The New York Times. Mark, the Financial Times, in their reporting on this, said flat out in their first sentence, Pakistan allowed Chinese military engineers to photograph and take samples from the top-secret helicopter. You're more couched. You say they probably did. What's true here?
I think it's still there's still some uncertainty about this. I think the U.S. Spy agencies have a pretty good sense that this happened, that Pakistan brought in some Chinese military engineers to look at this helicopter in Abbottabad in May, but I don't think there's any kind of smoking gun proof or really hard evidence that it happened. So the people I've spoken to on the story said it's not definitive, but that's the general conclusion right now of the intelligence community.
So one has to wonder what else is going on here? What's burbling underneath? Who's leaking information like this? For what purpose? But let's just take a look at what it might mean on a practical sense. If the Chinese were able to photograph and examine pieces of this tail of the helicopter, the Navy SEALs in the raid, once the copter crashed, destroyed most of the copter, but this tail kind of in an explosion went up over the wall outside the compound that bin Laden was in. So if the Chinese engineers were able to see it, what would they find? What would that mean?
Well, they would be able to get an upfront look at what appears to be a pretty high-tech piece of equipment that the U.S. Special Operations Forces use to get in and out of contested areas and to elude enemy radar. Seeing it would allow you to take paint samples, to get a close look at the engineering, to try to figure out how this helicopter really does have elude ground radar, how it's able to act stealthily. The Chinese or whomever would have been able from just looking at the photos, which were widely available, but being up close would allow you to actually take some pieces away and kind of try to re-engineer the whole thing.
Well, and you describe it. We did at the time describe it, but what are some aspects of this copter? It can hover. It can, as you say, avoid radar. It has a special skin.
That's what it appears to have, which is skin that can elude ground radar, but also it's not only the skin, but it's also the design of the helicopter. It was re-engineered from a normal Black Hawk helicopter, which has, I guess, sharper edges, which might be able to be picked up by radar. This has smoother edges, which, again, are designed to elude the radar.
Well, and so that's the practical nature of this. And this information, this technology might now be in Chinese hands. One also starts thinking, well, in this day and age, it's hard to think that anyone really thinks that you can keep anything a secret, including technology, what with, how porous information is. But what does this mean in the bigger picture of Pakistan-U.S. relations?
Well, it's certainly not a good thing in the sense that the U.S. asked repeatedly for the Pakistanis not to show this to anyone and to return the helicopter tail immediately. The fact that they showed it to the Chinese is another irritant in this relationship that has been going south for most of this year. At the same time, I think the U.S. probably expected that it could happen. The fact that the helicopter tail was left in Abbottabad, really, it would be open for anyone to see. I think that they, to some extent, wrote it off after the crash, and they figured that this technology would get out. In a bigger sense, it's a sign that these two allies, which the U.S. and Pakistan are, they're kind of seemingly going in different directions over the war in Afghanistan, over all manner of things.
Well, and as we said, over even the raid that killed Osama bin Laden, since then we know Pakistanis who were helping the U.S. in the raid have been arrested. The U.S. has anger about that. On the other hand, the U.S. has continued its missile strikes against insurgents in Pakistan. Pakistanis are angry about that. You sort of synopsize this frayed relationship. What does it mean that the Pakistanis seem to be running into the arms of the Chinese?
Well, they've made some very public statements and even trips to Beijing since the bin Laden raid. it was not a subtle message in that they were saying, listen, U.S., if you don't want to play ball with us and if you keep doing this, we've got a very rich friend, a very powerful friend that we can go to.
And we understand China has trade worth about $9 billion a year with Pakistan. China is Pakistan's top arms supplier.
A top arms supplier, they've got a close military relationship. However, the question is, if you look at it from the Chinese point of view, there's been some experts I've spoken to who said, you know, yes, the Pakistanis may be making these statements, but the Chinese really don't want to adopt this headache that the U.S. has. So yes, China will maintain the trade relationship, the military relationship, but they don't want to have this close aid relationship and this really, really close diplomatic alliance that the U.S. has had with Pakistan over the last 10 years. It has caused a lot of problems for the U.S., but at the same time, it has also benefited the U.S. a great deal. The Chinese experts say they don't want to necessarily get involved in that.
Where is China vis-a-vis India, and what would that mean to Pakistan?
Well, that's a good point. Whenever you talk about these players in the region, you have to bring India in. Pakistan's security situation has always looked through the lens of India. And so any cozying up to China would necessarily be also have the added benefit in Pakistan's mind of angering the Indians and also being, you know, a strategic partner against the rise of India. China and India are regional rivals, the closest thing in Asia to peers, and they're both growing at a rapid rate. So Pakistan is certainly concerned about this, and they see the U.S. Growing closer to India. So it's natural that Pakistan would want to also grow closer to China.
Mark Mazzetti, it's almost like you're describing a very dangerous dance or prom, you know, where Pakistan has gone off and is dancing with someone else as the U.S. watches. But what can the U.S. do, given the importance of U.S.-Pakistani relations?
The U.S. is watching it, and the U.S. understands, I think, to some degree, that why Pakistan would do this. As much as this alliance has been a headache for both parties, and as much as probably both sides are sick of each other after 10 years of a very, very close relationship, primarily focused on counterterrorism, I don't get a sense that in the Obama administration anyone is willing to just give up, and it's probably the same in Pakistan as well. The risks of severing this relationship with a volatile nuclear-armed country are great, and so going back to what happened in the 90s when the U.S. cut all aid and really Pakistan became this sort of pariah state from the U.S. point of view, people realize that's too dangerous, and in the end, they don't see that happening again.
Mark Mazzetti, national security correspondent for The New York Times. Thanks so much.
Great. Thank you.